The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
Still gets me, man. That Joe Strummer, dude. Anyway. You've heard me prattle on.
You have the right.
What's the difference between a prattle and a rattle? You know, for a guy who invented this, the dictionary game. That's right, I invented reading words. I should know the difference between prattle and rattle. Find out on next week's episode if you don't have the internet. 847 BC, guys. Thanks for coming in. As always, tell a friend. We depend on word of mouth. You know, we might run promos. I got my hands full with the baby babe. The baby bow bow. The little tyke. Anyway, I'm trying to step it up. It's a slow process, but today we are so fortunate. We have with us an out-of-towner, a guy who used to be local, but he was always an outsider. He brought us all together. It's Brian Rowe, guys. That's right. Now, you might not remember Brian Rowe, but he's been on the pod, dude. And when he was in town, people wanted to talk to him. So that's why we've got the quintet. Is that what we're going to call it? The Quintet Cast? Quintacast? A Quintacast today. Today's Quintacast is Don't K the P. And that's something we should all remember. How to say stuff, you know, for one. And that we probably shouldn't do stuff. For two, you know? But let's not K the P, guys. You'll get it later, you know? We do have a... Speaking of K and P's... we have an unofficial sponsor. It's Save America Coin, guys. All right? You remember Blake Scala, right? He's on the pod today, right? The bull is back, baby. Yeah, he took his lumps earlier in the crypto game. Sure, the post-COVID frenzy was not friendly to him, you know? But he's back, and he's got the boy's money in his pocket. And from what I understand, he might be actually... turning a profit this time. He's learned a lot, guys. He's day trading, and he says, if you're out there and you're in the game, grab Save America Coin. Why? Because you want to support Donald Trump? Maybe. Doubt it. 2% of the proceeds do go that way, but here's why. 98% of the proceeds go to you and the boys. Or the gals, if you're a gal, but in this particular case, it's the boys, the cast, Bulls Fund. Now, we're an equal opportunity fund here, by the way, ladies. If you want to give your money to the bull, he'll take it. Anyway, the idea is it's don't bet against Trump in the public circle, right? So they got this cryptocurrency. It's branded DJT. Yeah, DJT. That's its tag. And if you want to make some money, place it there. All right? Let's get into today's fucking episode, guys. It's 847. BC. Don't K the P with Trevor Austin, Brian Rowe, Logan Gattenby, and Blake Scala.
We didn't do a fucking, you know, talk for an hour and a half and then realize
that we're not. I have done that before. How many podcasts do you think we've lost?
Many times.
Many times.
My favorite one that we lost was the epic 4th of July.
Thank God. Yeah, yes.
That's a legendary one. Douglas had me in a headlock by the end of the podcast.
Might have a little sifter.
We drank for, like, I would say 16 hours.
It was nuts because we woke up and we're like, it's 4th of July. Let's go to the South Side and just start. And then, I don't know, we didn't even plan on podcasting. It was just, it was a drunk idea to start with, and then we went on for probably 3 hours, because we had to reload, that's why we didn't
get... Yeah, we did two full pods, and the second one didn't get recorded.
I feel like I never
got... is when the wrestling match happened.
I feel like I never got to know Cool Trevor, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like there's a whole side of you I never got to know.
He sort of died in his own way.
A couple times.
I'm writing a play about it.
Yeah, Brian Rowe, the reason you haven't seen him, he's been working on a play.
I'm going to be the next Tennessee Williams.
You haven't been working for the railroad, have you?
No.
They're going to call him Philadelphia Brian.
They're going to call me Philadelphia Brian, and I'm going to be standing on the corner.
Philly, I'm trying to, there's got to be a better.
Yeah.
Philadelphia Brian does not roll off the tongue.
Philadelphia Brian.
But your tongue.
It's a lot. It's
what about Philadelphia Brian?
Next on the stage, Philadelphia Brian. No,
Philly Bry guy.
Fi Bry.
You get Schuylkill Row.
You have Schuylkill to go on Row. After Philly
Schuylkill
Phil.
Row.
Oh, there's a Boathouse Row.
Brotherly Brian.
Brotherly Brian. Then we are brainstorming names for me to be a male prostitute under, right?
Brotherly Brian's not bad.
No, yeah. I don't like it. It's too.
He's got some pedo vibes.
What about Brian Lee Love?
Brian Lee Love.
Ooh, Brian Lee Love. That sounds like someone
that's pretty good.
That sounds like someone who would make an attempt on a president.
That's why I wanted to come on the podcast. I wanted to talk about how
you
I'm
wanted to announce.
That is a crime. That is a crime.
Yeah, don't even
that.
Finish the sentence.
On becoming the president.
Oh, okay. You're launching?
Yeah.
You want to come in the president?
Soft launch. Is that a crime? You can't even joke about it?
I
want to
be coming the president.
Yeah, you can't say that you intend to come in the president.
Well, what if the president's into
until
it?
Until we get the first woman.
Until we get the first woman president.
Sodomy is illegal.
Then we can blast.
Then we can blast? I don't know. I think the first woman's probably going to be a lizard anyway, right?
Well,
duh. How do lizards fuck?
I just got one of those Trump texts. Let's see.
Oh, yeah, one of those.
It says, from Trump, : all hell broke loose in New York. Biden just raised $25 million. Our response with a link.
Trump, subject line, help! Help! Help me!
I'm drowning.
Dude, if that's what it said, I would click the link.
I just crashed my boat in Baltimore.
I fell through a well.
They're getting all
well.
The greats, dude. Diddy, Trump. I mean, what the fuck?
Trump, Trump's being railroaded.
You think Diddy's guilty?
No, it's a show trial.
I've heard Diddy is one of the scariest guys for real. Though.
I've heard that, too.
People are like, blah, 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 don't fuck with
like being in the Whatever. Room with him.
Puff Daddy. What's his real name now? What's his name now?
Sean Puff Daddy.
Sean P. Diddy Combs.
Sean Diddy Combs. You guys know 50
Puberty Combs?
You guys know 50 Puberty? Cent's beef with Diddy?
Who does?
50 Cent.
What?
I don't know the origin of it, but he is like the most consistent hater in the entire world.
P. Diddy?
Yeah. Like every 6 weeks, he's like
a great hater.
He's like, Diddy? Scumbag. The cuck.
Supposedly, he's one of the all-time great like internet troll haters. He posts weird shit. I want to look some up.
But it sounds like maybe he was right the whole time.
Well, he just his last tweet was like such a banger. It was like they said Diddy did it. Turns out Diddy done.
Oh, Diddy do he?
Diddy do
Diddy done?
Do wah Diddy dumb Diddy do?
When you say it like that, when you put it like that, I can't help it.
I'm rooting for Diddy.
Get hard, yeah. Can you?
Can you say that you can kill the president?
Boring. Can you name?
You cannot say. Well,
a guy
this
who's accused
show is satire,
of
so
sexual misconduct that Trevor Austin does not vocally support.
Biden.
Okay.
No, violence. One. Violence, dude.
There's one, dude. There's Fair a enough.
That'll count as a call to violence. No.
No violence.
I tried to pick Diddy as my walk-up music last night. But
I think
they flubbed it.
I've been thinking about that too. Like. Can you still find Remix to Ignition on Spotify?
I think. Mm-hmm. I know it's on like...
Oh, yeah.
It's
on Spotify still, yeah. It's my playlist. Well,
so he's cashing mailbox money in his jail cell?
Oh, he's
Somebody's getting that money.
Yeah, somebody's getting that money.
I wonder if he's got access to it through like commissary and shit. Where the fuck... Oh, there it is.
I don't know how that would work. I hope he's having an okay time in there, though. You know, it's rough.
I hope he's... 18 million added to your commissary.
Yep, there it is. Remix to Ignition, baby. Oh, hell yeah, dude.
I thought this was my take on the whole thing, is it really shows that this whole Diddy thing shows that R. Kelly is actually a pretty good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because he probably knew about what Diddy was up to. They were in the same circles, and he didn't snitch.
They were in the same sex clubs.
He's a good man.
Which one?
R. Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
How many years did he get?
I think they're burying him under the cell. I think he's like, what?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the details of it, but is he supposed to be doing minors, or is he just raping men?
Diddy?
Yeah, is he just raping men, or how's it go?
We'll know more. I think there's trafficking.
I think he's raping ladies, raping underage
Hold on.
Baby's raping
the
babies.
R word around.
He's inclusive. Yeah. He's an inclusive rapist.
Quit throwing the R word
He's
around.
An inclusive rapper.
Rappers.
It was trafficking.
He's a rapist.
Trafficking. Okay.
Hey, Brian, allegedly.
Trafficking.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Well, is he not convicted or is he on trial? I'm so
He's
bad.
Not even
R.
on
Kelly?
Trial.
Wait, no, no, R. Kelly's in prison.
We know Kelly.
P. Diddy? Yeah. Is he even on trial?
No. They
I thought
raided
he
his home.
He just got scooped.
Oh, they got him?
Yeah. You didn't see that? He's scooped. They got him.
Oh, because I know he ran to like the Cayman Islands.
No, he's in jail. He didn't even make it out of the country.
Oh, damn.
He tried to, but he didn't make it out of the country.
Well, hold on. Let's read about this. Oh, R. Kelly. Is Blake R. Kelly got 20 to 30.
20 Ooh, okay. to 30 14-year-olds
so
pregnant.
Album is
oh, he
tape.
Got he got 20 plus 30. Oh.
That's 50.
That's 50.
That's 50. Oh. 50 cent.
Bounce, bounce, Quick bounce, 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 bounce.
Diddy's
bounce,
backup bounce. Dancer reels horrific experience with rapper after federal agents raid okay. his home. But it doesn't say he's arrested. I think you might be right.
Man, he was crazy.
Why did Lizzo get away with it if...
Dude, she's totally...
She ate the evidence.
Why did Lizzo get away with it? But all
the
she did was
thing?
Like... Yeah, all she... Well,
the banana? The banana?
And they didn't do it to themselves, Careful. Right? They did it to the strippers, right?
Who?
The Lizzo thing. When they
Lizzo forced her dancers to eat bananas out of the pussies
okay,
of strippers.
Right, so they weren't...
Which is the coolest thing she's ever done. Yeah, this is America.
I agree that, I mean, if you're going to have a party, let's not call the feds, okay? But
yeah.
I'm just saying, like...
Well, that was in Amsterdam.
Was it in Amsterdam?
Well, then, yeah, you can't be trying.
Why like are they even talking
about it?
It
was a... True. True.
That's how you get out of the airport there.
Next thing. God damn it. They act like you can't even have an island oasis anymore.
Dude, in Amsterdam,
dude.
It's so, like, they're trying to close down the red light district with, like, the streets... By opening, because the government wants to open a giant sex hotel on the outskirts of the city.
A government-run?
A government-run sex brothel.
Is it right now, and I must know, is it privately-run prostitution now? Are these prostitutes like comics? Are they out there 1099 in these guys?
Yeah, it's like ham bones. Yeah. And then you come
sign
and you do
up,
your
that's
five.
That's what they call it, too.
They call it open cock night at Sixth Street or whatever it is.
Keep coming out.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not seeing anywhere that Diddy was arrested.
Oh, there's pictures.
I think you might
there's
be right.
There's pictures.
Well, think about it.
I'm seeing that some of the victims are claiming he bragged about shooting people and bribing off jurors in his shooting case from like 99. So, I mean, they're taking him down. He must have done something. He probably was getting ready to say he wants to vote for Trump.
Oh,
right.
So they just
right.
said,
you know,
enough's
right.
enough.
It makes a lot of sense now that you say it like that.
That's like with all the, gunna stuff. Do you guys... Like Gunner last year, he's like a rapper and part of.
Gunner last year is his name, or
Gunner.
Comma last year.
His name's Gunna.
Okay,
he's a rapper.
Because that's kind of a fun name, Gunna last year.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna do it last year, dude.
He's part of like the rap gang YSL.
Okay,
and they
How are you so knowledgeable about all this rap stuff?
He's got his ear to the
intelligence.
Streets.
Intelligence.
He's got his ear to the streets.
It is a sign of smarts.
But they in the courtroom, like they had the whole gang there, and they were just like the judge was like reading out the lyrics to their songs, literally like that Key and Peele skit. It's like, and then I killed him.
Yeah.
I killed him with a knife.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah,
yeah, that's like an issue that the fucking mumble rappers are like, here's my confession, and they record it.
Well, apparently there's some sort of like First Amendment type shit. Like there, it's right. art, you know. And but I know YNW.
That's the first time I've ever heard you say that rap was art.
No, rap's art, dog.
Dog?
What are you even getting at, dog?
Come on, dog. Don't trip.
I'll keep my ears to the streets. Sign them and them.
He still likes some of Hitler's paintings.
I know.
Yeah, I'm a big,
guy. He's got them hanging in his house.
Dude, I'm an energetic fat guy. I've got cancer.
I heard the other day you can buy
the turn? Why was that
we
the
gotta,
turn?
We got to beep that.
Horizontal?
I don't know if we have to beep it. No one's going to get it.
No one's going
to
get it. But,
but we're going
to
beep it.
No, we won't have to.
Here. Wait, where was I? Oh. YNW Melly is another rapper now. They all put
Melly?
Three letters in front of the name.
It's because
now.
it's like
it's a gang call sign.
Internet shit, right?
No, it's a gang call sign.
Oh,
yeah.
What's it mean?
Tony
Hawk's
I don't know.
Pro
young,
skater.
Young.
It means Tony Hawk's pro
young,
skater.
Young nincompoops.
Young gentleman
winning.
Yeah.
I don't know what it means.
Nincompoops
young
is
new
a
guys.
Nice stand-in. Nincompoops is a pretty nice stand-in.
Nincompoops with attitude. But yeah, his was like very personal. Like he was very descriptive. Bob Shmurda. I don't know if you remember Robert.
I love those Shmurdas.
Robert J. Shmurda. Yeah, if you remember that fellow.
I don't, but I do remember the Shmurda name.
Yeah. A guy named Shmurda. Yeah, what did he do?
The Shmurdas of the Connecticut Shmurdas.
Kill, kill, kill. Shmurda, Shmurda, Shmurda. You know.
His song was called Hot Nincompoop.
Great song.
It is a great jam. And he was very... video. He very much was like, he was like naming dates. He was like, oh, on the fourth.
Yeah. You know? It's like, you remember that redhead? Sixth in it? Yeah.
He was a phone number and a social security.
I have his wallet right here.
They call it a trophy, trophy, trophy. That's the hook, and it's just talking about all the evidence in his house. Trophies, trophies, trophies.
If you followed, the like, hit was the hook or the big line that everybody would yell out was the fucking Mitch caught a body about a week ago, and I guess some guy named Mitch had McConnell. Shot someone 7 days prior.
What are the odds? Yeah. What are the odds?
You gotta make a YouTube channel where you deliver the news. They found his body 6 days later.
Dude, that thing we thought of, speaking of just segments and shit, we thought of the other day, I think it's good. Like, when we have an open mic, we should have a lull in the middle where we have a forced red carpet fashion show for the comedians that
I
are
like
there.
That.
The comedians that are there, and then there's a panel of other comedians who just roast them while they do their fashion show.
I like that.
I like
Why
that.
Not? Like, yeah, like 5 minutes.
Blake,
of,
great dude, to plus, see you out again. What? Tell us, what are you wearing?
What are you wearing? Yeah, exactly. You know? I see you've gone with an unreadable black T-shirt.
Yeah, I have no idea what this says.
You don't even know what it says. That's funny. The other day I thought Blake was wearing green, and it turns out his clothes are just so old they're faded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, he's like, no, exactly. It's supposed to
a little
be,
green.
It's supposed to be black. It's supposed to be.
Yeah.
He had the blue on the one day, and it seriously bugged me.
No, I asked my parents for a pack of black T-shirts, and they got the assorted colors.
So. Oh, somebody's sending a subtle message, right?
So he's got like
branch
a couple
out,
blues.
Branch out.
What are the other colors? Is there like a yellow, a canary yellow in there?
There's a shirt in there with a big smiley face. It says, "Life's worth living."
It was black, gray, white, red, blue. So three are
okay.
Usable.
You can rock a red, dude. I feel like you could wear it because it's still like communist gear. You
that's
know?
Literally everything else is dirty. That's the shirt I'm wearing.
You could wear white at least, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, in the summer.
It
yeah.
just gets dirty too.
Not
quick,
after
so
Memorial Day.
I love white T-shirts, but they go.
Yeah. Well, start a GoFundMe for that, and then we'll just, you know, any excess we'll use on the hand surgery, you know? It'll be, what do you want
to
call it?
Starting
for
to
loom,
compete
for,
in GoFundMe
yeah,
right now.
Fuck,
we got.
Dude. I'm about ready to get rid of these cans sometimes. Anyway. I just need to get a new freaking amplifier. The crowd can't hear it. The crowd.
Oh, so
dude.
It's not going to be on the recording?
No, no. It's only in our ears because cool. it's through the ear amplifier, and that's it.
That's how that works? That's okay.
Unfortunately.
Cool.
Oh, man.
Isn't that interesting?
Shouldn't have eaten
I started that eat? Conversation.
Yeah. I had about a dozen buffalo wings and a bunch of fried cheese.
I had two bagels and then down 10 wings and then had some fries. Look
you
at me.
Good?
I'm ready to go.
You're feeling light?
I had the most homogenous shit of my life.
Not me, dude.
Oh, that's nice.
Blake, are you eating a lot?
I haven't eaten a goddamn thing.
That's
in
right,
days.
Dude.
Yeah.
2 days, you got me beat, dude.
It's Ramadan.
I'm
Blake's doing Ramadan.
Yeah, 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 yeah. He's taking food
it's
off.
It's Tourette's-a-don.
I would do Ramadan.
What's a Rama? Oh, which one is that?
Ramadan
is that
where,
Jewish?
The Muslims don't
Muslim,
eat
okay.
until the sun goes down. Everyone, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, but
don't
it's
eat
like
breakfast.
Yeah, dude, it's like the Uber Eats fucking strike. You know, when they were like, for 2 hours, we're not going to service three different airports. Take that. I was like, oh, wow.
What was that for? Was that for Palestine?
Yeah, it was like wanted more money. And they're like,
oh.
And they're like we're going to go on strike if you don't give us a raise.
Well, I know. Apparently, I think it was like
bar for Palestine.
When you said it was related to Ramadan and then made the Uber Eats connection, Trevor was like, oh, they're talking about Palestine, obviously.
Well, no, I know that some kids from like Yale or Harvard did like a 17-day hunger strike. And then some other school, I think it was like Boston University.
Did they announce how many days beforehand?
No, I think they were just like, we're done eating.
Yeah.
And first of all, like anyone's going to be like, all right, we'll stop the war.
Right.
These kids,
obviously.
We want to see these 17 college
it's
kids.
It's about awareness. Right. It's about awareness.
But then some other school in solidarity like skipped a meal.
Right, exactly.
They literally like just skipped dude, lunch.
So did anybody starve to death? Or
I don't think anybody had the guts, dude.
Some
I want
fucking lunch
kids,
lady calls
I want
it
the kids
sick.
At Alabama just to freaking binge eat for Palestine. You know?
Dude,
mm-hmm.
I never understood a hunger strike because I suppose it requires a level of empathy that I don't have access to. It's like you're not eating and I'm supposed to give a shit.
I can't remember. Was it Gandhi who had a wife? One of those yogi type Lord Fellows had a
Liver
wife.
King?
Was it Gandhi? I don't remember. Yeah. It was, but
Liver King.
But he was like all committed, and he had these like hunger strikes and shit. I guess she got sick, and he was like, "Nah, the Lord or whatever will save you." And then she died. And yeah. then he got sick, and he's like, "Give me the meds,
give me the juice."
Which is so funny.
Hindsight is 20/20.
Yeah. He's like, you know, let's.
She died already. So right. Like, yeah,
sample
yeah,
size yeah. of one.
Let's not do it twice. But still, you think
at least you learn your lesson at some point, you know?
Yeah, it's true. You got to take your lumps on their chin, you know?
Exactly. Or I guess in their case, wherever they may come.
I take a dump on her chin.
Wow. What was that?
Are you living in Philly?
I'm living outside of Philadelphia.
And did you, I don't mean to be intrusive, did you move there for a job?
I moved there to move back, but I also got a job as a mailman.
Which I think is a good job, isn't it?
Yeah, he lost it.
I didn't lose it, I quit.
Right.
You quit on a whim.
You quit before they could fire you, or what?
No, not before they could fire me. It was just, it wasn't, the job itself.
It wasn't your dream job.
Right. Working sucks. No, yeah, I mean the work itself wasn't bad.
Is Philly hilly?
The part of Philadelphia that I was in a place called Conshohocken, which is not actually in Philadelphia.
Uh huh.
But yeah, that's a hilly part of.
And you had to walk it or not?
I had to walk sometimes. Mm-hmm. That really wasn't.
I see that cutting you out real quick.
That really wasn't the trouble. I actually enjoyed that. Okay. It was more like the people I was working for were assholes.
Government job. And it was that
the mail.
Yeah.
The mail are assholes, Lloyd.
The mail.
You were a mailman, but they were the mailman.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
They were the mailman. Yeah.
Oh, well, fuck that, dude. We don't need the government tit,
true
dude.
That,
yeah,
dude.
You need to be a welfare king.
I need to be a welfare king. About, that would be
you
so
could start
good
selling food stamps.
I'm going to start selling something. It might be my body.
I'd sell your body.
How much
in pieces?
For it, dude.
What?
My mouth? My hole?
No.
I'd like a let's get a rundown.
Yeah, let's get a price point on all this stuff, dude.
Hand job. Let's start with a hand job, bro. What's it going to cost me?
$250.
What?
No,
you're out of your mind. Do you know what the market is?
No.
You're
going to
get laughed out of the scene.
It's
dude.
A niche product.
No, you're talking.
You're going to lose your shirt.
You're misunderstanding me. I was saying $2.50.
Now we're talking turkey.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
You guys know what a zip job is?
No, but I'm going to find out.
I saw this post the other day. It was like an old-timey prostitute's like list.
Where did you see this post?
A zip job. I got
to stuck to a phone pole with a dagger.
It was like hand job. it was like the list was like hand job, blow job, the works, which probably meant sex, and it was that zip job, which was the most expensive.
No one knows what a zip job is.
A zip job is you hit like it's literally like the Chuck Lewis. You hit crack and then they blow you.
Oh, wow!
It's like 70s, 80s stuff.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. It was only like $250.
Do you have to buy crack?
Like you have to, I'm sure crack's included in the price.
Yeah,
it's
better
like
be.
When you buy a toy, you want
the
batteries
to
be in there.
I think the hole brings
the
crack
unless
you know? You're smoking. Zip job.
She just wants it. It's like approval for her to smoke crack, you know? I'm going to bring it anyway. Okay?
That would suck, dude.
Just to
you
see.
You pay for a zip job and don't realize you got to bring extra cat
for the crack.
They should put that on the poster.
And then her man just like pops up from the window. You're like, ah!
He's like, fries not included, bitch.
Bring your own crack.
BYOC.
I got there a little bit before you.
I thought about saying that originally, and then I thought, now I'll say
BYOC.
Long form.
BYOC.
Yeah, I got a full out.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater 4 or whatever.
Are you still doing comedy at all?
Nope. A little bit.
Well,
never was.
I say this: we don't need to shame guys who get out of it. They're still comedy fans, and because our shaming them for getting out of it, they don't come to the shows.
No, we need to shame good people.
I was
who
never
get out of it.
A comedy fan.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
I love Brian Rowe. I love watching Brian Rowe perform. You shouldn't quit.
Wow.
There's a good, and I'll say 80% should quit.
This is not what he was telling me in private.
You struggled last night.
You should quit.
You went up there. You took a swing, and you got your cuts in.
Where'd you go?
Conneaut Field.
Lionville?
We were down Conneaut up the lake.
Meadville.
Yeah.
I was thinking the Douglas from
is
Nebraska.
This a paid show
the Country Bumpkins did not like.
Oh
the
yeah,
Brian Rowe
that show you guys were talking about.
Yeah.
It was a great spot.
How many folks were there?
200.
Nice. Was it like chairs in like a dance hall or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a big bar.
They
have a stage in the back and an open field and stuff. They're going to put on a festival there of some kind.
Do you remember the band
How
Trapped?
How many minutes out of time?
T-R-A-P-T.
Oh, that's pretty
Headstrong
cool.
to take hands minutes. On.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
An
yeah.
hour and 40
Headstrong
minutes.
To take down
they were,
anyone.
They were there last
they
night.
They were there, and they're there on my birthday.
They're coming?
To that bar that we played last night.
Oh,
Trapped.
We should go see that.
We should go see yeah. Trap, dude. Headstrong will take in.
Oh, that's the one?
Yeah.
<There's>
gonna,
you don't
they're just going to play that five times.
Yeah. I think it was on the flyer.
What if they don't play that, dude?
Need for Speed's Trapped, one night only. Oh, they're going to play it. They might open and close with it.
Dude, I think Tough Cuffs is opening for them.
That'd be sick.
Hell yeah.
Probably get laughed off the stage.
Tough Cuffs.
Trapped has become a full-blown Trump band.
Really?
They have a song featuring one of those MAGA rappers that I love showing you
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, yeah. That was yeah, terrible. That was the whole drive up to this place. Trevor's putting on. Well, I thought we were going to die because he put on Creed, but he doesn't have like music streaming. He just has a YouTube on his phone. So he's actively watching the Creed music video while driving.
Getting ready for a show.
Yeah,
I don't know why you know? Creed is your.
There's
band,
a reason
dude.
I did much better than you, dude.
I guess
so. You had the Lord zone. On your side too. Yeah. With Creed.
You weren't fearing for your
life.
Song,
what song was it?
Higher.
Can you take me higher?
Dude, that little leg right there. That lick.
Blind man see.
It's so good, dude. Creed is one of the greatest American rappers.
It's okay.
Treasure.
It's okay.
I mean, good.
It's
really
okay.
Good. Really good.
Ryan Rowe, what do you listen to that isn't Creed?
I'll take Jars of Clay over Creed, dude.
Dude, Jars of Clay fucking slaps.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Carry Me? Dude, that's a banger. Put on Carry Me.
Put it on, motherfucker.
Carry
just
Me.
Just listen to music.
I'm just a blind man lying on the carpet. Can't
outro.
Find a heartbeat.
See, dude.
Carry Me.
It's a great
song.
Jars of Clay, man.
Remember The Flies?
Jars of Clay.
No.
That's that era? You don't remember The Flies?
Which era?
1950s. Song? The fucking...
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Don't
I,
do
I
it.
Love
Don't
shit.
Even acknowledge it.
No, I was talking about the Flies songs.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
I love eating shit. I'm a fly. So, how's everybody doing?
What was their song again? It's driving me nuts that I can't remember.
Which one? The Florida of the Flies?
I can't remember the chorus. I can remember the verses.
That's the one where he goes into the transporter and becomes a man fly, right?
Yeah, it's that got you where I want you.
Oh, that arm wrestling movie?
Of course.
I think it's... Pete Morris Playground, mm-hmm. the name of the song.
Pete Morris Playground.
Oh, yeah.
Marcy Playground.
Pete Morris Playground.
Marcy Playground, dude. I have multiple of their full CDs.
Yeah, and a tattoo of their album cover on your ass.
It's not a good tattoo if you've seen the album cover.
I've seen the album cover.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
Which one? Which album?
It's a little plastic doll head. Sex and Candy.
I was thinking of the CD. You're
yeah,
right.
Sex and Candy. Why don't you suck and lick my balls?
Suck and lift?
Yeah.
No.
Lick.
How much is that going to cost? Is that a zip job?
That's not a zip job. I thought a zip job was hanging out with, like, anyway.
Mailman.
You guys want to get zip jobs later?
Mailman.
Dude, yeah. Let's go down to Matt Bohinsky land and get a zip
yeah,
job.
Yeah, exactly. That's what
let's go to the down to the Ham Palace.
Well, how's that guy doing?
I heard he passed.
He's a headliner now.
Yeah, he did a 40-minute headline set. That had to have been
Where?
A nightmare.
Where?
West Virginia, Country Roads.
Huh.
Random podium.
He got booked off Screevus Podcast. Some listener was like, I see you do comedy. Do you want to come headline and do 40
Peter
minutes?
Peter 2-liter.
That's crazy. Oh, Peter 2-liter's down on that.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's who booked him, I heard.
Yeah, that's a
that's
guy.
That's a guy with a huge cock.
That's
pretty sick if
that
that's who
nice,
he was.
Dude.
Peter the old 2-liter.
Old Peter 2-liter. It's better than Tuna Can Tom, I'll tell you that right
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm. That was my dad's name.
Tuna Can Tom.
Before he legally changed it.
Why you got Jimmy 1 gallon Fallon?
Do you guys like crowds? the crowds that go to stand? Do you want their love? Do you want their adoration?
I want their
love.
I
don't know, actually. That's a good question. Do I want their love and adoration? I want them to like me while I'm up there, but I don't want to talk to them afterward.
We were talking about this in the car. Now,
Trevor, do you want the crowd's love? Last night, did you look?
They just do.
Yeah. Shut the fuck
they
up.
They love me.
Yeah, what you want is irrelevant.
Yeah.
It's what is.
Yeah, I can't help how much they love me.
I want the people my age to like me.
Yeah, I want certain people in the crowd.
But when it's like old people, I'm like, I don't care.
I like it when people who I wouldn't think would like my shit because then I'm like, oh, thank God, like I'm not completely, you know what I mean? I'm not
yeah, that's
blindsided or whatever, you know?
I'm not totally out in left field by myself.
Me and the rest of the white supremacists, you know, it's nice.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's nice to get somebody of another race.
That's right.
It's nice to, like, to do a set not at the white supremacist comedy club and still for it to, like, go somewhere.
I mean,
you know?
We do kill it at the rallies, but...
Wait, Improv's a white supremacist comedy club now?
Underground that.
Oh, okay.
They call that the Vimprov.
The Vimprov.
The Zip Job Prov.
The Zip Job Prov.
Zip Prov.
That's a white supremacist comedy club?
I don't have a single negative thing to say about the Improv Comedy Club.
Well, they have a lot of
Improv Comedy
actually,
Club.
Negative things to say about
aces.
You.
It's a great operation.
I feel like we should have got tickets to that show tonight already, honestly.
I don't give a shit.
You don't give a fuck. All right, whatever.
Who's going to the Improv?
Are you going to Joey List, though?
I was thinking about it, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I was putting a real hard thought to it, you know what I mean?
Oh, is that why you guys are talking about not going to poker? You guys are going to Joey List, though?
I want to see Matt. I wanted to see Matt McCusker.
I would have seen Matt McCusker.
That would have been real good, actually.
He's a big doofus.
I've seen... No, I haven't.
He's
his
coming,
special is these.
He's coming through again in July, but his he's coming on these. The Burt Kreischer.
My girl really liked it, actually.
Shit, Burt Kreischer, dude. I
like
that
him. Like him.
Guy.
I had sex
Burt Kreischer's had, he's had his like foot job comedy tour is coming through Pittsburgh in July.
Foot job reloaded.
That's
kind of
your thing.
I why is that my
thing? Yeah, dude. Because you take your pants off when you perform.
Yeah,
very
you're
similarly.
Reverse Burt Kreischer.
I did do the shirt off on stage way before Kreischer.
I bet back in 1994 or whatever.
Fuck Burt Kreischer. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He's such an ass clown.
And you are what?
A legend.
Uh-huh.
An underground you heard hero. First,
don't you kind of want to be an ass clown if you're going to be a stand-up comedian? Isn't the point to be an ass clown?
He wants
clown?
To be a pussy clown.
Pussy clown.
I yeah. We're modern-day philosophers.
Modern-day philosophers.
I'm a leader of men.
You're a leader of
you can't say that on the radio.
Timestamp, get that out.
Timestamp facts.
Never mind. Just leave it in. Geez. It's going to be too tough to chop it out.
It's going
right,
to be little, tough. Little
cuts. Layered in there.
Little Filipino
in
woman in the corner.
I'll just
chop
turn
it out.
I'll just turn up the volume really loud at that point. So.
Leave it on.
No, that way when people play it in their cars, it yells it out the window.
Just play.
Nice.
Just play Creed for 5 seconds.
Can
we
you
just play
listen me back?
We do need that.
We
would be singing.
Yeah, we're going to write that down.
Blake
Creed.
To Brian Rowe.
You know, I...
Brian, you going for another beer already.
Brian, there's better
you're
beers
such
in there,
a
too.
Brian's been
look
staying with me for
is.
A couple
that's
of weeks.
That's a LaCroix.
Trevor, when are you going to start drinking?
What is this?
Again?
I don't know what it is.
If I keep hanging out with
big.
Rowe, probably sooner than later.
It's
this
big,
man
dude.
Does nothing but drink.
And it matches your shirt, dude. You
I just...
look good
I guess
in pictures.
That's true. I probably got to drink it. Oh, it's not that bad.
What is
it?
It's a 6.4. I was trying to...
You were scared that it might be a 9.7 on the Dichter scale?
I like that the guy from Creed just wore a beater for the music video.
Did he?
Yeah, just rocked a beater.
That is nice, dude. Well, with that hair, you'd have
yeah.
to... Hair... Did he have puka
when
shells?
Dreaming.
I picture him with puka
yeah.
shells. I don't
yeah.
know.
I don't know. Him. It's like now it's a planted memory.
Yeah, it's like one of
I vividly
can
remember those puka shells.
These nights and these days...
So let's go down
with eyes wide open.
That's another banger. Creed has banger after banger.
I love Creed.
That's SDP.
This is going to be the
still,
most
dude,
annoying
Creed
podcast
covered
to
it.
Listen to.
Unlistenable.
It wasn't quite their sound.
No, they had. What did
like
they have?
Rude,
what if?
Yo, the light in your bathroom went out.
Oh, great. So,
just screw in another one.
Oh, I think.
There's
I,
like seven
yeah, just
light
get to work, dude.
Just screw in any of those bulbs that are up there.
Do a little maintenance while you're here, Blake, would you?
All right. Well, maybe something's wrong.
I think I pissed into the toilet, but
when Brian
anyone's best guess.
You
got
to
shit.
You
got to
turn the switch or something, dude.
Not an iPhone.
No, I have a new
one. All right.
Oh, cool.
The roundies, as I like to call them, dude. Because I don't
let's
know.
Let's go, dude.
Roundies, dude.
My phone is dead.
Nice.
Oh, man.
So, Easter, I assume you're in town for Easter? I'll get you some fucking paper.
I'm
paws.
In town for Easter.
He came to visit me. It just so happened
I
to
came
be
to
Easter.
Visit.
Here's one. I
you
going to
get a basket?
Boys.
Your parents still give you baskets, bro.
My parents give me baskets. My parents...
Your parents spill on the floor. That's right, cool.
What's your hard-hitting question, Trevor?
Did you see Biden came out on Good Friday and said, I am announcing that this Sunday is Trans Visibility Day?
No,
first
he
all,
didn't.
We already had a Trans
no,
Visibility
he
yes,
didn't.
He motherfucking did.
He said Easter was Trans Visibility Day?
Why do they need a Visibility Day? Those people stand out as
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, you can see them.
Well, yeah,
smart.
So
can't
I,
miss them.
I came into town for Easter. My parents give me a basket. My girlfriend's parents don't do baskets. I'm kind of bummed about that.
Yeah, we're debating what? Whether...
It's maybe like you should just not talk shit on them anymore.
I you're
what,
probably
what are your
right.
thoughts about Leah's mother's nipples?
No.
No, 6 months. Hey, 6 months on. Like, you know, updates to thoughts. People change.
I love Leah's parents, and I'm sorry.
And I deeply regret what I said. I will continue
canned.
To learn
this
about their community.
Canned.
I don't know what they're talking about. Do you?
Yes.
Vaguely, Brian, I forget most of the story.
Brian complimented.
What did you say, Brian?
Brian complimented his girlfriend's mother's nipples.
He does not want this to be discussed
again.
I don't want
to talk about it again.
Yeah. There's no way he's going to listen again, is there?
It could be.
There's no way he's going to do
that
again.
He might.
Well, I think he's a good man, and I think he raised a great little lady.
Well, you've never said anything. You haven't said anything bad yet.
That's right. It was a podcast.
I haven't.
Why would you tell them there was a podcast?
I don't know.
I'm ashamed of what we do here, all right?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Actually, on that note, I'm really glad for how many podcasts I've been on because all of my terroristic records are now like on like the fourth Google results.
Oh, that's nice.
It's like three
so
pages.
We make a clip that says Logan discusses his history with terrorism.
It's like three pages.
Viral, yeah.
It's like 3 pages of We'll See.
People are remixing it.
Regular episodes. Audio. We'll see.
Just 20-minute confessional of his fucking...
My old podcast. It all covers it up.
Well,
I'm in the clear.
I forgot you had a podcast.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good podcast.
It was like a jerk-off podcast.
They're all kind of... Yeah,
I hope no one I know has ever listened to this.
No, yeah, and then you find out they have.
I mean, you share them to your... I share them on Instagram when they come up, usually.
I shared the first 3 and haven't the last 47.
That's fair.
Yeah, really, I don't know. I need. Well, as you can see, I'm trying to get to the point where we can fucking put up promos. I still don't know if I want to do YouTube, though. I really, it's like people are always fucking dicking with it. I've gone over it before, but...
Yeah, you've been anti-video for a while, I feel like, right?
It's because once you go to video, you really do get censored. And I'm not saying that we're at a level now where we're going to get censored viewers-wise, but if we ever do, I don't want to rebuild the whole platform, and which is what a lot of people end up having to do, you know?
That's fair.
We're hard hitting here. We're hard hitting.
We're factual.
We're not hard, but we're hitting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We're not factual, but
I'm about to be hard. Oh, no. This is all improvised and it's all fictional. I'm writing a play about it.
It's not all fictional. That's what makes it so hard.
What's your play about? Go ahead. I'll bite.
It's about these guys. The one guy's name is
Brian Rowe.
Austin Gerst. And
Austin Girth.
The other guy's name is John and Edwards and
John Edwards.
John Edwards
and Austin Girth.
And they and they embark on a journey. Like they start a political campaign to get John Edwards. It's hard to keep straight. Elected to the presidency.
Hoo-ah.
John, I got Brian. So, I got to be honest.
This sucks.
You're fucking insane. What is this, man?
It's the worst play I've ever heard.
This is a cry for help. What is going on here?
Write a new play. First play's done.
All right, that play's over.
All right, write a new one.
All right.
Start
I got
a new
an idea.
One.
It's about Pop-Tarts.
It's about Pop-Tarts.
I don't think anyone's doing it.
That's actually kind of
Pop-Tarts or Pop-Tarts?
We'll call it Rent.
And then you have to rent out the Pop-Tarts.
With
it's pretty good.
No, Seinfeld's just making a fucking Pop-Tart movie.
I had an idea for a musical.
It's coming
Me
out
and
right
Helfer
soon.
We're going to write a musical about a strip club.
You've been working on it forever, the Seinfeld thing. Just
We've never
sidebar.
Worked on it. We
Helfer's
just talked
got
no, no, no.
a script in
never
the works
mind.
With
I'll
like 15
to you
different
later,
people.
Like
yeah.
What's the Helfer musical?
It's going to be about a waitress at a strip club.
Okay. She's not a stripper.
Does she want
she's
to be a,
stri- a
stripper?
She's
well,
a
we'll see how it breaks out, dude. She's
so gonna, you don't. You haven't been working it.
Yeah,
all the
you're bumping
die.
The camera there, Gattenby. You're ruining everything we've worked so hard for.
I didn't realize there's a goddamn camera
it.
There. How can I be in charge of that?
This is a guy who hates stand-up comedy and is standing up.
It's true.
You do look like you can handle the stand.
With arms wide open.
Yeah, dude, let's hear some karaoke, dude.
Me and Helfer are working on a movie.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
About the kitchen or whatever?
It's
a gay
it's
chef?
About, no, it's about a girl, also a stripper.
Is he for real?
Who, she. The conflict is that she just wants to give head, but...
She has
some
strip.
Like STD that gives her a horn, so she keeps impaling everyone that she gives head to.
I feel like Paramount would probably
idea.
Pick up on that.
You should absolutely
Title,
make that better.
Horny. Come on.
Horny, come on.
I wouldn't
horny.
Put a lot of time into it, but
no.
like there's something on the
no,
side.
We got a lot
Do
of
Do you need to take
stuff.
That?
You should
yeah.
make
huh?
that
you need
practice
take it?
The
nah,
elevator
fuck.
Pitch.
Right.
I wanna make With a movie. Remember when they were like a B horror movie when they were using like holograms to bring back famous acts on Like,
they're going to do that in perpetuity. Musical acts.
But then they were like, Bruce
Willis is still alive, evidently.
There was talk about bringing James Dean back to the screen because some guy was like, only James Dean could play this role or whatever.
Only
what
James
was the role?
I bet that guy owned the rights something to
Chris D'Elia story.
Chris D'Elia story.
And then I fucked that one, and then I fucked that one too.
James Dean was
going to
play the child.
Like James Dean and the Olsen twins.
Yeah.
That feels weird.
The Chris D'Elia story.
First of all, the Olsen twins are like 40.
But yeah,
like,
but this is a virtual Olsen twins.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They're bringing Michelle Tan.
Make a movie about a director who, like, Frankenstein's the perfect actor, and then the actor kills everybody on set.
Did you ever hear that clip of Howard Stern talking about how he wanted to bang the Olsen twins but doesn't now that they grew up?
Oh, how they were hotter when they were younger or something
like
that?
Yeah, now he goes on The Voice and browbeats me about who I'm going to vote for.
Yeah,
fuck
dude's
you,
a
old
true
man.
Creep.
Yeah, so, he's a piece of shit, dude.
He's a weirdo.
He definitely does whatever is advantageous to him.
Yeah, he's a fucking piece of shit, dude. If I see Howard Stern, it's on site. There. It's on record.
That's
dude.
The second most anti-Semitic thing
would you kill the president,
thing
though?
Ever said.
Would seriously. I kill? Quit saying K the P.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
I don't know. I asked the question. I didn't say censorship.
No, yeah,
never.
That's true. Well,
it would never.
Yeah. It's not actionable.
You mean the one who actually won the election or the one they named president?
I just said the president.
The acting president or real one?
Either or both.
The shadow prez?
Let's go.
I'm gonna eat the whole thing.
I think that we need a better puppet, dude. If we're gonna have puppet presidents, we should at least do a good one.
It should be an actual puppet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, Muppet President.
Get Mike Bosco up there.
That,
yeah.
I'd go for it. Dude. That actually does sound.
That sounds like a writable play. Yeah, that's a play.
Yeah,
but
Bosco
Mike Bosco has no power. It's just a puppet.
Just
the
puppet.
It's just the puppet. Whatever the puppet says.
And Bosco, then the don't media do that. Would say president's got somebody's hand up his ass, stuff like that. Dude. Yeah. No,
you could cut off Bosco's arm, and it would still be the president.
Would Bosco be vice president or not? If the puppet goes down, does Bosco take charge?
I think you
somebody shoots him in the hand?
You can call him the first puppeteer.
Hold me now. I'm
How does that go?
I'm 6 feet down the edge and I'm thinking.
You're turning me around on Creed. It's fucking
maybe
it's an
six
amazing
feet.
Beat.
They're so good, dude.
They're not good. But okay, you know what? I may be wrong.
What about children? Don't stop dancing. Fuck you guys.
No,
man.
I'm still mad that we didn't sing Flood by fucking Jars of Clay, dude.
Dude, yeah.
We got time, dude.
I love Jars of Clay.
They were at this when I was
Who
a
was
kid.
Jars of Clay again? Wasn't that
it was
like
a Christian
band?
It was a true
Christian
rock band.
Was, yeah. Oh. And they had this song.
Audio Adrenaline?
Dude, I'll just look it up. But they came to this hotel. It was called the Hotel Pate. And there's this ton next to us. I was trying to save their ton by having a nice thing, you know? Mm-hmm. And their grand opening, they had Jars of Clay.
Let's fucking go.
And I was like, I gotta go see this.
There's nowhere else I'd rather be.
And I think I went. I think I went.
Jars of Clay. Yeah.
And it was okay. And it was okay. But I tell you what, what's that song called? Is it called Flood?
We don't know.
I just look at Jars of Clay.
Jars
of Clay.
More
it's
like
Jars
of
Clay.
More like Jars of Gay.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
That's a good one. That's a good one, yeah.
Dude, this is some.
Give it time.
Give it time. Give it time. Ooh, buddy, rain on my face.
This is a new Tough Cuffs album.
Yeah, exactly.
My whole world is a flood, dude. It's all biblical and metaphorical. It's so deep.
This sounds like actual good music, though, for Christian rock.
This is like,
dude. There's a lot of good Christian.
No,
rock.
There's not.
Yes, there is,
no, there
dude.
Is not.
Newsboys. Crash Audio Adrenaline.
Lift me up so high.
Audio Adrenaline.
Christian rock, dude.
Yeah.
I think everybody went through maybe a little bit of a Christian rock phase. Did
I grew
you
up
go through
on Christian rock.
I mean, I was like obligated.
Never
to
went through any Christian rock phase at all.
He's Catholic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. From the very beginning, you hated your own God.
Everything's,
makes sense.
Everything's all about God all the time. The dead milkman.
God is good.
The dead Kennedys.
All
those
the
are basically.
All the time.
God is good.
Catholic
Let's
rock band.
Go!
I mean. God did put
Catholic
them before.
Rock bands.
Yeah.
The Dropkick Murphys.
Dropkick Murphys. Yeah. They might be the only actual Catholic rock band.
They need to be billed as that.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That would be
like
funny.
Saying Biden's a Catholic. Yeah, fucking
that'd,
right,
that'd
dude.
That'd be funny.
Pumping off, you old sack of shit.
You don't get to have
Catholic my ass.
Biden's
dude.
From Scranton, Pennsylvania.
He can.
That's where my
suck
that's where
dude.
My parents' family.
You can say that, right? You can say the president can suck me off, right?
Suck my root. You can say
yeah,
suck my root.
Me to the root.
Yeah, can you say that you're gonna rape the president?
I don't think you can say you can rape him. But you can say,
say I'm gonna force
the president.
I'm gonna skull fuck the president.
Suck my root. You can say that. I think
it's gonna be non-consensual. I'm gonna take him down
in a video game.
In a Minecraft. In yeah.
I am going to
the president's
gonna
suck me off while I play Minecraft.
You did that wrong. Did it wrong. No, you're going to suck him off in Minecraft.
Oh, okay. All I ever see of Minecraft
so
are just funny
to
skits
to
that people do in Minecraft.
Yeah, what are... Like, this used to be America, dude. Back when Trump was in charge, you were
well,
allowed
everything
to
we
kill
do
him.
Here is fucking
Six Semper Tyrannus.
Everyone threatened to kill Trump. You were allowed.
That's true.
Because he liked freedom.
That's right.
Kathy Griffiths.
I
John
was,
Depp.
I was hard like 2 minutes ago, and now
John
I'm
Depp
so then. Soft.
John Depp threatened to kill the president.
Did he really?
He said he made
I bet
that
he was drunk on wine.
Oh,
no,
he was
can't.
Drunk as shit.
Drunk as
he is fresh off of a good Muay Thai kick to
probably
Amber Heard's
just rolled
chin.
Off a 24-year-old.
He was high knee and Amber Heard
John
all the way
John
up
Engel?
The stairs.
John Engel said he was going to do what to the president?
No, man. That's quit not... saying people we know. You're ruining the vibe.
Trevor Austin.
You have to confess.
What vibe
but you can't put it on.
We had a vibe going
a
in
vibe.
Here, dude.
A Proud Boys meeting vibe.
No way. Where did you get that? You ever been to a Proud Boys meeting? Apparently
yeah,
not.
Yeah, dude. They're nothing like this.
Nothing like
what
this.
What are they more like? Mob
business.
Well, first off,
Mom,
there's coffee.
Some,
all right,
there's coffee.
Yeah.
People keep the minutes. It's very organized.
A lot more smoking.
There's somebody keeping
okay.
the minutes.
But it's in the back because they have respect. They smoke
you got a
by
guy there. He's keeping the minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. We heard you say that.
It's very
you,
orderly.
You
there's
seem
a
like
clock,
the guy's minutes.
Yeah, there's
yeah.
a
guy there.
Yeah. There's a guy there keeping the minutes. Doesn't sound like a lot is going on.
They've got a treasurer.
Yeah, well, right. We don't know how much is going on.
They
but
pass
if you
around
need
a
know,
hat.
Check the minutes.
All right.
Yeah, check
they got
the
half a guy keeping track of the hours.
Yeah,
check the minutes. When did Brian Rowe talk about his? Never mind.
Hey. If they checked the minutes right now, it would just be you saying there's a guy there checking the minutes over and over
new
again.
New business.
What
we need
was,
the minutes.
What minute was that?
What minute was that? Check the minutes.
That's what you sound like. That's what you sound like.
Checking the minutes is great, dude. That's a good name for a podcast.
I'm
check
rubber.
Check the minutes.
Yeah, that is a good name for a podcast. We should start a podcast.
Yeah.
Dude, we should start a podcast.
While we're here is a good time to plan
yeah,
it.
Yeah, pretty true.
If we do it live on air, we won't forget the details.
This is so meta, dude.
I'm rubber
oh
and you
I'm
are glue.
How about that boat hitting a bridge?
Oh, fuck that. I don't know anything about it.
I know. I want to know about it, though. That's the thing.
I feel
there's
like,
nothing to
I
know.
Feel so bad for the people
the
in
power,
Gaza.
The power
here, it was
out.
Trump's fault. How do you know? Because
you
it had to
Cardi
have been.
B was
we got Build Back Better.
Piloting
I mean,
the ship.
Let's, or... get that shit, let's get that shit rebuilt.
Well, I know Mayor
know.
Pete is in charge of fucking all the transportation.
Build
I got a
better.
Feeling.
Pete, I saw some guy.
The boat was too big to fit through. Let me guess, Pete. You're behind
it
that.
Wasn't too big.
Yep, Pete's always trying to fit things that are too big into holes that are too small and not built for them.
Lube.
I think it was the vaccine.
I think it was the vaccine, too, that blew
it
up
It could
that
have
bridge.
Been the vaccine.
I agree with
I think
that.
It was the vaccine.
I'm pretty
it,
sure that
the
was
coronavirus.
The vaccine.
Yep. Was the boat
Maybe
yeah,
it was
the boat boosted?
Chinese.
I think it was Diddy.
No, the boat was masked up.
Yeah, Diddy was actually
the boat was wearing a mask.
The boat was wearing a mask.
It's the biggest problem.
That's why it doesn't have a black box.
No, Diddy was on the boat trying to make his run, right?
You Diddy's
never
you
driven.
You can't call
he's
Diddy
never,
a black box.
He's never driven a bike. He is missing.
Yeah, where is he?
I don't know.
I don't know.
If I was Diddy, I'd be gone, dude.
Wait, so was that Diddy trying to escape the country when he ran into the bridge?
That's what I've been saying, and no one will fucking
he
get
was
on
in
board.
Baltimore,
dude.
Traveling.
Nobody will get
three
on board.
Knots.
Yeah, that's what I'm
everybody
trying.
Got off board.
That's right. Everybody jumped ship.
Yeah, exactly.
I tried to stick with it.
They're all dead now.
Yeah. This thing fucking ran aground, I'll tell you that.
Oh, man. Yeah, a bunch of mermaids. I don't know.
A bunch of mermaids.
Brian, you are a crazy guy today.
Thank you. They got distracted by singing in the water, like sirens. What else we got? Did you guys read
really
Moby Dick?
Fast paced.
Yeah.
We're going. No, but you got to keep
your,
up.
What's
dude, I shouldn't eat.
We were making
points.
Ship jokes, dude.
I shouldn't
we were sailing.
Points.
Sailing, dude.
What's the best impression you guys got of somebody that you that we know who's been on this show?
I don't have any personal impressions.
I'm going
impressions.
Home.
I'm going home.
That's Trevor
Austin. Johnny T.
Johnny T.
Johnny T.
That was really
good. Logan Mahalko.
What's
yeah.
that?
You also got a pretty good Dan
yeah,
Brady.
Logan Mahalko. Yeah, I haven't heard that name in a long time.
See, that's what I'm saying. We can't shame people for not going up. We need Logo out here fucking being a fan, bro.
Well,
we
Logan was listening. Doing comedy to meet a woman. He met a woman.
Oh,
mission
did he?
Accomplished.
I didn't realize
yeah, he's
he
got himself a lady.
Makes sense. Yeah, you start dumping. And
that
you,
guy?
You, yeah. You got to reevaluate.
I heard his lady was a real psycho.
No. Well. He's got... No, that's Logan Gatenby.
Mm. Oh, true. Right. I hate that guy.
Yeah,
that's
Logan.
You, buddy.
Oh.
Uh-huh. It's man, like, I ripped ass over here. It's like,
stop doing that, dude. He's been staying at my house farting up the couches.
Yeah, dude, what do you got on that? Louis Patron on the phone?
Huh? Oh,
right
I get
there?
It.
I was going to try to look for something to talk about.
Oh, let's give him something to
wait,
talk
about. Why don't you Google good podcast conversation?
Yeah, that'll do. That'll do well. That'll do pretty well.
It's a total
well.
John move.
Hold on, I got a compilation open.
What do I think, Google?
Let's see what this says.
What
it
do
says,
I think?
Dollar
Google.
Tree is raising the maximum price of items again, dude.
All right, you guys ready?
Did you see the great Mike Quinn's account the other day about the prices at the restaurants?
Oh, Mike Quinn called. Oh, dude, this is worth talking about. We fell into some gold. Mike Quinn made an awesome comment on my Facebook page. I tried to make some like little tiny, slightly vaguely political joke.
Right.
And he just immediately posted, yeah, because in liberal cities like Pittsburgh, there's no police from the hours of 3 till 7 a.m. Criminals, have your way. It's a free-for-all. And I was just like, But he told me, he goes, shit's getting real out here. I have been visited by the FBI.
Nuh-uh.
And I was like, well, yeah, because you go and you talk about K and the P all the time.
That's true. You can't K
we're going to get a visit.
Yeah,
this,
we did
dude.
Like 15 on that not too long ago.
Yeah, we're going to get... Dude, I would not want to deal with the FBI.
I don't... Yeah, no.
Do you
get
think they're listening
back.
To this?
Yes.
The FBI? Yeah.
I'm sure they're listening to everything, dude.
You think they're like good guys?
Yes.
Good people?
Good guys.
FBI, yes. That's
I bet they're a good
fantastic
man.
Bunch of individuals, right?
Yep.
Then we're good. We're safe.
And they don't work for the Clintons. I heard
I
that.
Thought I,
sure.
I thought I heard that.
Fucking butts internally.
I thought I heard that Pittsburgh police were off the clock for a certain
they
amount
are, dude.
Of time.
We really yeah. have no defense.
Yeah, at nighttime, what, you're allowed to do whatever you want. Dude. I've been drinking and driving.
But yeah, dude.
Yeah, we know.
wait, on your way to K the P?
let's switch it up. Let's call it P the K, and then nobody will
piss
know
in the keg.
Yeah.
Here are some good
suck the
podcast
the
topics
KP.
For discussion. Ready?
Okay.
Technology.
No way.
Business.
Disagreed.
Do you guys have phone?
Comedy.
You guys have
books.
Oh, comedy.
Oh, dude, you got to see
comedy.
This golf shot.
That's talk pretty good. Comedy. Let's talk about comedy.
I mean, actually, we do know that.
We know. Of
you got to see this fucking golf shot, dude.
Oh,
this
let's
is
see who
unreal.
He's been DMing.
Dude.
Ah, geez, loud noises. Sorry, my bad.
There you go.
But anyway,
he
check this
hear
out.
At all.
This
There's
is
no way
this
he's
is,
gonna golf it up.
This is Jack Nicklaus, and he just walks up to like Arnold Palmer, and he's like, "Here, let me just show you how you're supposed to putt it." You know what I mean? This is 102 feet, dude.
I've seen this.
Oh, look, there's
it's fucking unreal. Look at this.
There's my Instagram account right there, liked by Brain Rio.
Just for funsies, dude. Sorry, I thought that was amazing.
It
that
is
really
amazing.
Got, that really
it
got
is
my.
Amazing.
That really got my.
Chuffed your, you know.
It did. I don't know. I fluffed my weasel, but
fluffed
it,
my weasel.
Fluffing the weasel. I haven't heard that. Yeah.
Do you guys, hey. Here's a topic. Here's a topic. You guys know Andrew? You guys know Andrew Huberman? Huberman?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Who's Andrew Huberman?
I know his name.
He's like the big neuroscience guy. Like. Don't drink coffee. Here's my sleep protocol.
Uh-oh. I'm not into that.
He was like he was a big health nut dude, and he was like, "Don't no substances."
What's his name?
Andrew Huberman.
So I got a K the Hugh?
Yeah, you got a K the H. All
right.
He's just like science guy, clean your room. He's kind of like Jordan Peterson. He's a little J the P.
Lex Friedman.
Okay.
Lex Friedman.
But he was like the squeaky clean guy. He was the squeaky clean guy. He was like, "Don't drink, don't smoke." But it came out that he had a harem of women.
Ooh.
And he was the single node, and none of the other women knew that there were other women.
Well, that's not a harem then.
Well, colloquially.
All right, guys.
Yeah. What he had was a web of deceit.
Yeah, exactly.
And what I don't get is why the New Yorker is writing an article about this. Mind your fucking business.
Good, honest man can have a harem.
There was a time when you could do that for a long time and then die, and then people would find out about it.
Yeah.
And now it's
when they would fight legally over your belongings.
Yeah, exactly.
Or they'd have the decency to shut up and tell you were dead.
Right.
All the girls found out about each other, and they exchanged text logs. And there were some great storylines of, like, one day he flew from L.A. to Houston with this one girl. They got a hotel. They fucked that night. He woke up the next morning. He's like, "I have a business lunch the next day." Turns off his phone, drives into Houston, patches up a relationship with another girl over lunch because that woman...
They've all got his location.
They're following him.
Because
they're following him.
Because that woman found him on the couch with another woman.
Let's go.
It's just like recursion after recursion.
What I'm saying
a
is...
web
he's
of lies.
Sexaholic, dude.
Well, is nothing great. Sacred?
I don't know.
A man can't have privacy?
I mean, it depends if he was saying to each of these girls, you're my only one, baby. You know?
Even if he is, that's something between him and those 17 women. It's not for the New Yorker to be like Andrew Huberman.
It's all between him and those 17 women, each individual.
Yes, that's a very good
on a one-by-one contract.
One-to-one. Yeah, it's between each. Yeah,
that's called the M and the B, mind the business.
Mind the business.
M and the B.
Are you making political allusions?
Illusions?
Mime the president?
Never mind. Mime the president. Pretend to be the president.
Do you think Gatenby's going to clean up in the dictionary game later?
Maybe. He's schizophrenic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a dictionary game?
I'm Louis Petron.
Roe moved to Philly and left us all high and dry. So
it's a new competitive game. It's taken the nation by storm.
Is this a masturbating
Steve,
thing?
No, Steve Harvey hosts it.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey.
Yeah,
Steve.
we just stole it from him, essentially. But we do it here. And I do the Steve Harvey face a lot.
You're doing... Yep. You're,
you Steve think that's Harvey? How you spell it? That's pretty good. That's a good impression, dude.
That's how you think you spell that.
Who this be spelling on the phone?
That's not a spatula. That's a spatula ice skier.
You guys you're both doing different black.
What the hell? What?
Everybody's got a Steve Harvey,
Shut
dude.
Shut the hell up.
What the? Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Can I see?
Why are you fumbling my football?
Is this at Crantus or Cantus?
No, dude, that's a different game.
We don't talk about that.
No, we don't talk about that.
Okay.
We don't talk about this.
This is at the Improv?
No, this is at the Improv soon.
Oh,
they're going to start doing it.
Okay. I'm so full, my nuts hurt.
You want us to jerk you off?
Take
no,
your,
that's not it.
Oh,
you're gonna have to
thank God, because I was like, I'm not sure if we, but we, you know,
you
I mean, if it keeps the pot
out,
going.
Dude.
You're going to have to find one of those flues.
What did you
shorts.
Do?
I ate wings.
And you got a schnook or what?
I don't know. My balls hurt.
Why? Your balls hurt from wings.
From years of having unprotected sex with gross women.
No.
Sensory perception.
Bing.
$1.
Put it in the square box.
Is that what that's for?
Oh, dude, that'd be a way to fund
the
pod curse box.
Do you guys want to do the dictionary game?
Yes.
Oh, right. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I would love to do a game.
All right, so.
I like playing games.
This is great. I would love to play more games.
I'll be the headmaster.
I can't wait to get screwed over again.
Yeah, I've been getting my ass fucked in this.
Well, everybody grab a bell.
You don't
dude.
Know
Never
how to...
picks a word that's fair, like ass.
We got to split. We're splitting a bell.
Bing, ass fucked.
You got a bell?
I got a bell.
Test
Oh, my bell's slow. You see that?
Oh.
It gets stuck, dude.
I thought you were playing, too.
You got any oil for
a
valve?
There has to be a school mom here, and I'm that for the first round, and then I take on who's
he
ever
He always
champion.
Takes on the champion because he's read that thing four times.
You read the whole dictionary?
Yeah, and he's got every page
So what
folded.
We got here is the second edition of the Encarta Webster's Dictionary of the English Language. All
it's
right, there are more than 400,000 words in here, okay?
Wow, do you hear how slow my bell goes?
We don't get too crafty with it. Good. We just go for something. All right.
4,000 words. Okay.
What? Oh, there's a pair of glasses over there. Are
those
mine?
Are mine?
No, those aren't mine. These are mine.
What's,
right.
the, what's the point
so
of
what
the
So, what I
game?
Do is I give you the first letter. The letter is E. All right.
E.
And then I start reading. And this is important because one of you guys is going to take
game?
Over the fucking game. All right.
Okay.
Keep reading definitions if no one's guessing. All right. Don't stand around waiting for people to ruin their fucking chances. You know what I mean? Let them win if they're a winner. You know?
What are we guessing? Page number?
Yep.
Oh,
wow.
Jesus Christ. You try to guess the
oh,
word.
Oh, right.
Card.
The letter is E. It is a noun. You all have bells. This is we're going to do this for real or test round here?
Test round.
It doesn't matter.
Test round.
Test round. Letter is E. It is a noun. Self-esteem. Someone's...
Oh. Ego.
Who was first? Was it Logan?
It was Logan.
I didn't have a guess.
Ego.
It is ego.
Oh, you picked ego. That's bullshit.
He's reading the dictionary, dude. He's right there.
All right,
there.
We all get
it. I can't read. I have my glasses off.
We all get it. First of three takes on me. You understand?
True.
All right. Rose doesn't count. That's big.
All right.
I'm gonna win.
The letter is C.
Oh, God.
The letter is C, and this is a noun.
Oh, shit.
The care, aid, supervision of a child by an adult inside the home or...
Child care?
1 point, Blake Scala.
I was gonna say it, but it seemed
child
too easy.
Care.
That's, it seemed
that
obvious.
Seemed way
child
too
care.
Easy.
That's right.
No, I say that's a practice round.
I'm not in here trying to trick people. I didn't highlight stuff.
Ring your bell, Rose. Say practice round.
I thought it was called child careography. Is that not true?
No, dude. It's called being child molested.
Taxidermy, dude.
Being child molested.
All right.
I'm sorry you got
one
child
point, Blake
molested.
Scala, you guys. I can't keep track of everybody's points, so you're going to have to do some of your own
the
homework.
The first two were so easy, and now there's going to be a stupid word.
It's going to be molestation.
The letter is M. Okay.
Why is that funny?
Because I said it was going to be molestation.
This is a prefix. The letter is M.
It's a prefix.
What?
Beginning large. Inclusive.
Mega.
You are out.
Oh. Forever?
Just until everyone else is out.
You start the definition over.
Large. Inclusive. I can't use this word because it has it in it. Long. Can't use this word because it's in it. From the Greek. Also, a computer instruction that initiates a series of additional instructions. Those are the two definitions. Mm. I will give everybody 10 sec.
A macro.
That is correct.
Wow.
1 point.
Wow. Practice. You can't get it past the computer programmer, bitch.
Yeah. It took you a little bit to figure it out, even after the computer programming thing.
It shouldn't be in your wheelhouse.
I shouldn't have eaten all those wings. My whole entire system is thrown off.
Your letter is N. The letter.
Trevor, nincompoop.
Stop.
Is it nincompoop?
Okay.
So,
ooh, should I make it hard or easy, guys?
Hard.
Okay, the letter is M. This is a noun.
N?
Language that is ambiguous and designed to conceal the truth, especially that is sometimes used by bureaucrats and propagandists.
Nebulous?
Incorrect.
Ooh.
Any other guesses?
That
was good. Not it.
Non-explicit?
Nope. Anybody else?
Read the definition one more time.
News. N, right? Yeah. Okay, here we are. Noun. Language that is ambiguous and designed to conceal the truth, especially that sometimes uses bureaucrats and propagandists.
Nefarious?
Nope. Give it a shot in the dark, Trevor, and we can move on.
Language that is nondescript.
Language that is ambiguous and designed to conceal the truth, especially that sometimes used by bureaucrats and propaganda. New speak.
I was going to say something speak, but I was thinking double speak.
Oh, wait, yeah, you said it was a noun.
And I said it was hard, too, so that one is different. We are going noun, letter P.
This is it, boys, P. It's a P.
Pig.
Something that is given to the winner of a contest or
prize.
That is correct. One point, Trevor Austin.
Back on the board,
I got the first one and I didn't get a point for it.
Everybody but Roe has a point.
We all knew it was a test round. We didn't bring our fucking A game.
Yeah, they were letting you feel good. All right, okay. You're new all to right. this. All right,
for my ego. I
the
get
letter
it.
Is C.
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 D.
Cunt.
The letter is C. N. Floor covering. Thick fabric for covering a
carpet.
That is correct.
That's a bullshit word.
It should
have
been.
2 points.
It
should have
been
a bullshit word.
I was thinking carpet muncher, but obviously I can't say that.
You should have tried. If you stuttered, I almost would have given it to you in the middle there.
Carpet muncher.
Letter F.
F.
I'm going to fucking kill you.
That's a guess.
We'll just go easy. Letter is F. It is a noun.
Noun.
Small. Two-winged insect.
Fly.
That is 1 point. 2 points now, Trevor Austin.
Your bell was insanely late, and I've got a slow bell, so you were seconds behind me. All right, what is it?
How we feeling, guys? How we feeling?
Nervous.
Letter P. Letter.
Letter P.
Letter P. Noun.
Noun.
No, I'm not going to do that because it basically has the word in the definition.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, letter P. Letter P. Noun. Quantum. Of visible light or other form.
Photon.
That is correct.
Wow.
Does that make it?
Two. Logan's getting all the weird
twos
ones.
All around. Twos all around.
Ones that cause
except for you. You have 0 points.
Logan, I'm proud of you. Logan has had a great game.
You have 0 points.
Yeah, I feel retarded over here. I'm
this is
you like, feel
I got
retarded.
Fly.
Bucket. Bucket.
Shoot.
Bin.
Fly. Yeah, exactly. All right. So here we are. This is likely the final round. Here we go.
Brian Rowe.
Letter S. This is.
Is it a noun or what? Jesus fucking Christ. Could it be a verb?
Super Bowl, dude.
Come on.
I don't know why it says it's a noun.
Oh, God.
It feels like
everybody focus.
Oh, God.
He doesn't know why it's a noun.
I want to make sure that it doesn't have the name. I don't get it. We're going to move on.
Oh, I would have.
Oh, what was the word?
Soaking, but it wasn't like soaking. The definitions were weird. You want to hear the word for soaking?
Yeah, let's hear the definition.
Leaving your penis at home and not moving.
An instance of being overcharged for something.
Yeah.
An instance of being made very wet. Oh, I guess that's act.
Okay.
An act or process.
Zip job.
Brought it back.
There it is.
Kill the zip job.
The letter is R. The letter is R. It is a noun.
Retard rape.
Did you zing?
You got to count that.
Did you just name?
Oh, blow it out your ass.
I think he, I mean, did you just name a show? I'm going to leave it up to the boys. Is he out?
Yeah, fuck him.
No, he's not out.
Who wants to win that way? Brian Roy wants to win that way. What a non-athlete.
What do you say, Blake? You want that asterisk? What are we talking about?
Asterisk.
Say whatever you want before the bell.
He did ring the bell.
I rang the bell. It was a joke.
Oh,
it was a joking bell. Suck my knob.
I mean, we have rules, but that wasn't the spirit of the rule.
First of all, was I right?
It was, I want the smoke. I want the smoke. I want the competition.
It was two words.
I want the smoke.
Letters R. It is a noun.
Letters
small
R.
Furry animal. A
shit.
Me.
Retard.
No, it's me. Rabbit.
That's it.
There you go.
That's it.
All right. It was nice talking to you guys.
Trevor, you get the butt.
Raccoon.
All right, now it's time. Now
if I said raccoon, that's
in.
Also
now,
correct.
Now, if you get
that's
to the
true.
End of a definition and no one's guessing, keep reading
that?
Until it's
yeah,
over.
I don't like that.
Yeah,
I don't like
the way that
there's
happened.
There's a lot
either.
Of R small furry animals.
Yeah,
it could have been rodent.
And rabbit
it could have been rodent.
And rabbit was the one.
But if I said raccoon, you're going to tell me I was wrong?
It could have been.
He could have been peeking. He could have been peeking the book.
It could have been retard.
From over here? I picked the book from over here.
You could have. You could have
Ridiculous.
Seen that it was the
Ridiculous.
First page of the letter R, and then you would know it was an R-A word. Because it was the first.
Yeah, rabbit, raccoon. They're right next to each other.
See? So then you got to say he 50-50'd. It's a fair shot.
That's a Beatles song. Nah.
No.
Rabbit, raccoon. Yeah.
Okay, now, I need a bell. So I'll take this one.
Here, take this one.
Are we going?
I need a winning bell. I need a bell from a winner.
Are we going heads up now?
Trevor's.
Hey,
it's me and you. For
going heads up? Okay.
Me and you for the championship.
Not everything
is it first to three? Is it first to three for the championship?
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, we picked Trevor? He can't even read.
Trevor, it's any word that you recognize, for real.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be. And
red.
All right, got it. It is E.
E.
It is a verb.
E. Ejaculate. Haha.
Gonna have to pick a new word.
It was ejaculate.
Was it really?
Ejaculate.
Yeah, it was ejaculate, but he didn't ring the bell. And the definition is very much in it. It says to eject semen.
Yeah.
Who wasn't gonna get all that? Right,
yeah.
I was having fun. Okay. Sorry for having a little fun on the pod.
I suspected you might be having fun.
That was so funny that you had to look down the page for another verb in E. Yeah.
All right.
Good times.
Or you recognize? I'm trying to get
letter R. Letter P.
Dude, the whole entire letter of K is filled with asshole words.
Letter K.
We're not doing K.
Kaleidoscope.
All right. The letter is M.
M. The letter is M.
It is a noun.
A noun.
A noun.
A noun.
Letter
on.
It is a noun starting with a letter M.
M.
Yes.
A device with moving parts, often powered by...
A machine?
Machine.
Damn it.
Wow.
I wanted to say
nothing, Logan.
Wow.
Is it two? No.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
I wanted to say it, but I couldn't do
it.
I needed a confirmation, and you pulled the trigger, and I give you your dues, sir.
We don't need your analysis of the game. So keep your head in it.
All right. Why don't you focus on picking words there, Big Dog?
Big Dog.
Suck my knob.
You got to read,
ass.
Read the dictionary.
You got to be the read-tard here.
Yeah, you
P.
are the...
P. It is a non. Another non.
P-non.
Something prescribed for a patient that contains...
You got it.
Pharmaceutical.
Incorrect.
God damn it.
All right, keep reading.
Oh, Gatsby with a heartless strategy.
Can I
you
keep reading.
Yep, you can.
Something prescribed for a patient that contains no medicine, but is given for the positive psychological effect.
Placebo.
2-0 Gatsby on the home court.
There was no ring of the bell. There was no bell ring.
Stop being a fucking Jew.
To the bathroom.
Catholic.
I have to go to the bathroom. How did you know?
Get out of this house.
Get.
I'm about to take a bath. I don't want to get the goose egg.
All right.
Hey, join the club.
J.
In your
it
own
is another
dictionary.
Non.
Nah.
The non is an energetic 1940s.
Oh, I shouldn't have done that. J, I guess I'll say jolt, but that was stupid.
Wrong.
Continue reading.
An energetic 1940s jazz dance for couples.
Jitterbug.
The Jew hop.
I knew that.
Oh,
the Jew hop. That was my second guess. I'm not gonna lie, it's neck and neck.
All right. G.
G.
It's what are the G's?
It is an adjective.
Adjective.
Okay, read it.
Feeling weak or dizzy, especially because of an illness or overindulgence.
G.
Can you use that in a sentence?
G, correct?
It is G.
Okay, go ahead.
G?
Go ahead.
The letter is G.
Okay. Say it again.
Feeling weak or dizzy, especially because of an illness or overindulgence. Adjective, G.
Feeling good. Feel it.
Gassy. Gassy.
Brian. Take his bell. That fucking threw me off, dude. I'm trying to...
Feeling... I mean...
There are no guesses.
I don't want to hit my bell because I'm afraid that... But is that... That's all?
At this point, he doesn't have a guess anyway.
That's all of it?
That's all of it.
Why doesn't somebody just guess?
And it's feeling queasy?
Feeling weak or dizzy, especially because of an illness or overindulgence. Gatton pig.
Gassed. No.
Incorrect.
Okay. Gay?
Judges... It was groggy.
Groggy. Moving
gay
on.
Gay was close.
I like that. Trevor's like, could it be gay? It could be gay.
Oh, I just like the gumption, Donald.
That's fun. That's fun. Yeah.
That's a good
groggy.
One.
I couldn't get it.
If it was more gay. If it was more about being sleepy.
So next time, do we want to get second
we
letter?
We got another one. It is S. Mm-mm. It is a non.
S nons.
An offensive term that deliberately.
Slur.
Incorrect.
Keep reading.
Oh.
An offensive term that deliberately insults someone regarded as having an unhealthy lifestyle or poor standards of hygiene or manners.
Escargot.
Georgia Warder.
Tommy the Pimp.
Why are you glaring at me?
Slimy.
Oh, okay, now do we both get in? Do we both get back in? Do I get a second
slob.
Guess?
I'm not. It's your game.
I don't know because normally it would be.
Well, he already
normally
said it. It was slob. Too late.
Yeah, slob.
Bro ruined the game. Bro ruined the integrity of the game.
I just want to have fun on a podcast.
Well, that's not what this is about.
Yeah, okay, we're trying to hear.
I think it's
oh,
fucking
dude,
are you farting on the microphone, dude? Someone's
Yo,
gonna get sick.
I couldn't get.
That was absolutely.
I didn't hear nothing.
We're supposed to play poker with Shimkits later. You fucking sick bastard.
All right, you racist. Read your book.
And he doesn't feel good.
Read your book.
He feels groggy.
He feels like
feels
a slob.
Pretty gay.
Really?
Feels like a slob.
That's actually the medical.
Do a smart word for me. Come on.
Yeah. Smarty.
I want a big smart word.
Big smart word.
All right, let's try to pick something with some gusto.
With some gusto.
I'm just going to pick gay now.
Okay.
What's the G? Is it G still?
It is an F. It is an adjective.
F.
The word is an adjective.
All right.
Gladiators ready.
Yep.
Having a pleasant, sweet smell.
Floral.
Incorrect.
Fuck. Is that all of it?
Having a pleasant, sweet smell.
Starts with F.
Adjective, F.
having a pleasant, sweet smell.
Okay.
Fuck. Pleasant or sweet smell, and
the
not
smell
floor
of something present or sweet.
Oh, my God. Oh, pressure.
That would be a noun.
Adjective.
Noun.
Fuck. In a. I don't know. I'm gonna say. Fancy.
Fragrant.
Fancy.
It was fucking fragrant. Ro.
Dude.
Unplug him.
Yo, dude.
Unplug him.
You're ruining the game.
You're ruining the game.
Second round. There's a second round. You didn't listen last time.
I'm not
gonna,
and I'm not going to listen next time.
All right.
Blake, what an asshole.
Blake is kind of mad that there haven't been any clean games yet, almost.
Blake is all about the integrity of sport.
That's right.
I've
known this.
New word, word boy.
Yeah, all right.
Word boy. I've been zoned out the whole podcast, and I came back. For that.
One of my favorites was whenever Aaron threatened to beat that guy up when we were playing shuffleboard at Silky's.
Oh, that was so funny.
The guy tried to,
I didn't try to beat him up.
You screamed in some stranger's face.
Yeah, it was.
What the fuck just happened in my town?
It was aggressive. It was aggressive.
No, you were in the right, though. That guy was out of his fucking board. All right, where's the vape, Don? All right,
what letter are we?
What's the score?
It's 2-1, right?
2-1.
Yeah.
Gatton Pig with a lead.
2-1.
Get it, son.
Oink, oink.
Letter is?
The letter is S.
S.
As in?
Carter must try harder. Competition is not a...
Sucky, sucky.
Ladies
playoff,
can't
so
stop
us. I'm trying to make sure I pick a fair but good word.
What was the word you said?
You got to cover that book,
dude. Yeah, why don't you just pick a fucking word?
There's got
any
pictures
any
on there,
word
gonna...
you recognize.
The word is a noun.
400,000.
Beginning with the letter S.
S.
An action to avoid detection. The action of...
Sneak.
Incorrect.
Noun.
A noun. An action to avoid detection. The action of doing something slowly, quietly, and covertly in order to avoid detection.
Boy, this is a noun?
Furtiveness. Secretive. Dishonest or cunning behavior.
I want to say sly, but that's not a noun.
Stealth.
Oh, so now we're allowed to say the word.
I'm the fucking judge, asshole.
You're a fucking loser.
All right, move on. Hurry up.
Let's go.
This is
Rose got to take a shit.
Battle. What an attack.
He tried to fart into the mic and realized he was about to put us a spray down.
Yeah, don't ever do that again. Noun.
Noun.
The letter is U. Is everybody focused? Yes. Everybody clocked in.
Focus. Focus. Everybody fuck.
Clothes worn beneath outer clothes.
Fuck my belt.
Undergarments.
I had both hands.
Incorrect.
Oh. Undergarments.
Incorrect again.
Are we gonna guess again? Do we get to guess again?
I don't know if I should let him guess again.
Do we get to guess again?
Well, Rose ruined it every time.
All right. Wait, it's just clothes under clothes.
I was gonna say. Do we get to guess again?
I
don't know.
Yes, I vote yes.
I sure go for it. I mean,
We're both, so you can ding in whenever you want. Also,
wait.
Okay, the clock will start.
Wait.
Round two is beginning now. You get a second guess.
Is there another definition?
You got to ring the bell.
Keep reading.
Is there another definition or no?
Keep reading.
Find it, motherfuckers.
Keep reading.
Christ, dude. The letter is U.
U
is a noun.
Undershirt.
Incorrect again.
Continue to go. No, now you're out for this round.
Clothes worn beneath outer clothes, usually next to the skin and not normally seen in public.
Starts with a U.
Starting with a U.
Underwear.
Very good, Aaron.
Wait, I thought that's what you said first.
He said undergarments.
I said undergarments, and then you said undergarments. And I was like, what? Wow. And then
if Gatton is unable to win this round.
Oh my God.
That's gonna keep you up at night. Those are the type of mistakes
that happen here at the dictionary.
Because I'm rooting for Logan as judge. I can say that.
You said underwear.
Yeah, away team.
Yeah.
Always away.
It was just a classic.
The underdog.
Foible, as they say.
The letter.
The leter is
R.
R-worded.
A noun.
A noun.
A written or printed acknowledgement that things such as
receipt.
Gatsby takes it home. Gatsby takes it home.
I would have said that in his situation.
I bet you would have, but you're a bad person, bro. Roe came in last. That's what the takeaway is.
If I was playing, I would have got that.
Yeah, but I knew every single answer for the champions
round.
Receipt,
dude. He's got the receipts. He won.
That was very fun.
That was an intense game.
That was a good game. It was fun.
Logan deserved the W.
He did.
His
words were the hardest that he got.
Quantum of Light? Come on.
Is that the first time anybody's beat you?
Quantum of Light?
No.
No, Stalnecker beat me.
Really?
He got, what did he get? Fuck, I don't know. And Blake won. I mean, it's fucking going around, dude. Going around.
Douglas is defending champ, but not defending champ.
Yeah, well, somebody's got to run the damn board, but it's getting to the point where we can fucking flip for it, I guess. Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, no.
What we're doing. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, like
final boss.
Take down the host.
Take down the
host. Great game. Fun game.
Great game.
I invented that in junior high, maybe?
Okay.
That's what you do for fun, Don Iowa.
That's how you don't get good grades, but get smart. Dude.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's better, right? I mean, you don't make any money, and then you end up working for the post office and quitting, but.
Yeah, but it's fun until you get to that point,
let's make it about me.
Your life's a hell of a good time until until you quit the post office. Uh-huh. It's all fun and games till you can't deliver the mail.
This would be a fun game to do on stage.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would.
I thought you hated crowds.
But I think I think we could get it to the point where we have like a YouTube series of it.
Yeah.
I don't see why not. Anyway, that being said, let's wrap it up, dude. Anybody, you got anything to plug, Trev?
Yeah, you know me, baby. I'm everywhere all the time.
Improv,
you come see me at Low Lev Brewing. I'm opening up for Dove Davidoff.
Dove Davidoff.
That's legend of the guy. New York comedy scene.
All right.
HBO, fucking.
He was on Crashing.
He was on Crashing.
He was on Nickelodeon Slime Time.
He's an absolute stand-up legend.
He was pretty good on Crashing.
He touched Dan Schneider's feet.
Worked for P. Diddy for a little while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
P. Drizzle.
Ro, you got anything to plug?
Yeah, I got a play coming out.
Play.
Be sure to look for that.
That's not the one with the horn, though. That's somebody else.
It's a bunch of other things.
Okay.
Check out my brother-in-law's documentary on Vimeo.
Okay, well, thanks.
Yeah, great stuff.
Logan, anything?
If you need your carpet munched or clean, just come down. Come on down.
Come on down to Gatsby's.
And thanks for having me, by the way.
Blake, as always.
I fucking win.
Final word.
Buy Save America coin on Ethereum.
Yeah, dude, it's hot right
2%
now.
2% of transaction fees straight to Trump's Ethereum wallet.
Is that and, true? That's absolutely 2 true.
2 million market cap right now.
How come we didn't talk about 100X.
That? 100X.
What's the name of that coin again?
Save America coin, baby.
For the record, no one's K'ing the P over here, okay? Just don't have the time. It's not for lack of interest. It's physically impossible. Just like me fail English. All right, guys. Hell of a pod. Can we agree on that? Thanks for coming, Brian. Anytime you're back in town, let me know, as well as our other graduates who have left the city. I don't want to say graduates because, honestly, Pittsburgh's got a pretty decent scene, guys. I bounced her on, all right? Not bad here. Pretty good. Anyway, we got folks out in Austin now, New York, Philly, Colorado. Anyway, when you come back, Ton, hop on the pod, guys. We want to hear about what's going on in your scene. And speaking of scenes, what about Creed, guys? Do you remember the 90s rock? I've been doing a bit recently. I'm trying to work it out. It's about Fish, about bands I never gave a chance. Anyway, Creed is a band I never really gave a chance. See, I started out on Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam was the, first three grunge bands out there. And Scott Stapp was known to look and sound a bit like a Pearl Jam ripoff. But I love Silverchair, who was also considered Pearl Jam ripoff. So, what's the moral of the story is? Kids don't know shit. I was a kid, right? So we go back. We listen to Creed today, guys. And I got to be honest with you. Some of their songs are okay. I'm not going to buy an album, and I'm not going to probably be... I don't know. But if it's on, I'm not going to change the channel. But for today's episode, I want you to imagine yourself the year... It's 2000, we're going to say 6, and a young Aaron Douglas rolling around in a 1994 Cadillac DeVille, okay? He's turning up the radio on the premium sound system, feeling like a king in an 8-year-old car, you know? And what comes on the radio? But a 5-year-old song. That's right. You reach over, you turn the knob up a little bit. It's Creed's One Last Breath off their 2001 third studio release, Weathered. You get about this far, and you change the channel.
Please come now, I think I'm falling, holding on the wall, I think you're safe.
But you would have missed
seems
all this.
Seems I found the road to nowhere, and I'm trying to escape. I am back when I heard thunder, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet is so far down. I'm looking down.
Telling me Christ is punk rock? Oh, grunge.